Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've waited for this moment. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Savor it a little. I always enjoy the first time we get to play this, knowing it is the weekend, knowing it's right around the corner, because today it is Friday, and something very special happens on Friday. It's almost like your battery starts to refill. It's down there. It's low. You know, there's a little icon on your body. It'd be a little sliver of red on the bottom, and you want it to go boop, 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 green to the top. And that's what the weekend does. And you know what? I'm happy to start that process of turning things around with you. All right. Here's the number if you want to call in at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Phone lines are open and inviting, and they are warm because our producer is sitting on the receiver. So when you call, know that it will not be cold. All right, there's a few dog stories out there. And you know what someone told me once? It was someone that we used to go to church with, and she was a vet. And she said that animal owners and their pets, there's a special connection. And this is one thing she told me, and it always stuck with me. She said that you only have one animal you deeply connect with your entire life. And once you have that one, you'll never have that same connection again. She said that. My dog that I have right now, you know, I grew up with dogs. My family had dogs. I always enjoyed the dogs in the family. But the dog I have right now, I absolutely connect with, and I totally understand it. And you know what's sad? He's 12. He's not going to live forever. I'm never going to have that connection again. But I want to talk to some people that have experience, have animals many times over in their life. Been maybe on the family side, maybe you have been the owner of a few animals. Is that true? I'm just curious. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You want to talk about a spirit animal, someone that is absolutely connected to you at the core. There was one story that was going around Fox News this week in a grieving widow, 25-year-old husband, cancer, undergoes brain surgery in hopes for trying to get rid of this cancer in 2011. It returned in 2018, doctors said it was in his bones, his brain, his pelvis, everywhere. Nothing can do at that point. And about a month ago, he gets to the point where it's hospice time, wants to go back home and be at peace. Well, they grant that wish, and while he's home, he gets his wish, becomes at peace. At the same time, his wife, soon-to-be widow, that sounds mean. I don't mean it that way, but soon to be gets a call from her dad who says, hey, something's wrong with your dog. Watching their 2-year-old French bulldog named Nero, 2-year-old, says something's wrong here. Something's not right. I need to take your dog to the vet. When her husband, Stuart, passed, 15 minutes passed until, while at the vet, the 2-year-old French bulldog passed away. Some may say it's a broken heart. I think that they were spirit owners, right? It's just that Stuart and his dog, Nero, they had that connection. And you only get that once in your life, that connection with an animal. I don't know what it is. It's just something special. And it's weird, too. I had my dog before I was married. And we, of course, had a child since then. Before the kid, the animal is like a child. You treat it like a child. You play with it. You do all of these things. And then the kid comes around and you realize very quickly the pecking order. And a lot more attention goes to the kid than the dog. And now that the kid's old enough, he likes to play with the dog. So they're building a connection to it. So it's kind of like coming full circle at this point. But I've had him for so long, and he's always been a part of my adult life. And I love him so much. I just can't bear to think what's going to happen, the inevitable that'll happen. But what scares me the most is that I'll never have that connection with another dog. That's what scares me. If that vet's right, that's it. Better really savor the moments that we have together. There was another dog story, too. And there was a study out of Denmark, a whimpering dog begging for table scraps, or a cat purring, they say, brings you emotions much like a child would bring you emotions. So according to a study, and this is out of Denmark, dogs are more effective at conveying distress and negative emotion in the sounds than cats. Dog and cat owners even rated the sounds of a whimpering dog to be just as sad or emotionally compelling as a crying human baby. Well, think about when your dog cries. Instant reaction. You don't want your dog to be in pain. Well, same thing with your kid. When a kid cries, right? So pet ownership is associated with greater sensitivity to pet distress sounds. Aw, I get that. I totally get that. It might also explain why finding interactions with pets are rewarding, just kind of like Petapalooza that's coming up here soon. Oh, my God. If you don't have a pet and you've been holding off and you're about ready for one, you got to go to Petapalooza that's coming up at Purina Farms, KMOX.com. You can get details on there. There'll be so many different animals to adopt. Maybe you'll find that connection. Maybe you'll have that instant draw to an animal, and it'll just be your spirit animal, that one you've been waiting for. But is that vet right? I'm just curious. Do you only have one animal you deeply connect with your entire life, and that's it? You only get one. All the other ones pale in comparison to that one you had. 436-7900. You can call or text that line. Also, 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Well, here we are talking dogs late night. Why? It's almost Friday, that's why. Let's go to Nancy in St. Louis. Hello.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm awake, and I'm awake, and I'm fine.
You're awake, and you're fine. Okay. So you,
for now,
understand you've had a couple of dogs in your life.
I've had, yes, and some of them have had four legs. okay. Yes, I've had three. I had three guide dogs.
Oh,
and,
okay.
All of them were female dogs, all
okay.
of them Labs, actually.
Yeah.
Labs and Lab Goldens, and I loved every one of them.
Oh, good.
They were great. My first guide dog was the one that got me to love dogs in general.
Well, these are all trained, highly trained service animals, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But you still love. Yeah. They're not technically supposed to be pets, but
yeah.
They are pets.
I'm gonna ask you the hard question here, Nancy. I've known people with service dogs, guide dogs. Once
right.
they get to a certain age, they can't do the job anymore. You send them to the farm where someone else takes care of them. Did you do that?
In the first case, we had my father took my dog to the vet, and we had her put to sleep.
Aw, hate to hear
because she was just, well,
so
she had more problems.
Right.
The second one, I retired her back to the school.
Okay.
And then at that point, you don't find out, you don't know what happened to your dog after you retire him back to the school.
Yeah. Isn't that hard for you to retire an animal you're so connected to have someone else take care?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. But then I had to move, and so a couple months after that, I got my third guide dog, and I did end up having to take her to get put to sleep too.
Ah, okay.
So
do you have
and
a
now
guide
I
dog?
I don't want the responsibility anymore. I'm too old.
So guide dog, do you have like a certain percentage you're blind?
I'm totally blind.
Totally blind.
I'm sure you wouldn't remember this, but I think we've talked before, and And you, I think you asked me that before.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I understand you don't remember.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't expect you to remember.
I have an okay memory. Some things I remember, some things I don't. All right.
Yeah.
So what do you do to get around now?
I actually, at this point, I use a walker, but I use a cane, mm-hmm. and I get around with people who, like my friends or whatever. I use Call-A-Ride a lot.
Okay.
You know?
Were you born blind?
Yes, I was born underweight and premature.
Mm-hmm.
And as I tell people, I've been fat and late ever since. But they had to give me, I'm one of those oxygen babies.
Okay.
They gave us too much oxygen.
Oh, I see. So
and
you
somehow it
but you get you get around, you still get to go out and do things, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Well,
sometimes I go with friends. Like I said, sometimes I go with Call-A-Ride.
What's it called? Call-A-Ride?
Call-A-Ride. It's like paratransit. It's I don't know. It's done by Metro.
Uh-huh.
Metro.
So they help with something like that. Okay.
Yeah, there is a service called.
Oh.
In this town, it's called Call-A-Ride. Some places, it's paratransit.
Have you always been a fan of the radio?
Yes. I've always been a radio listener ever since I was a kid.
Oh, great.
I've always been a big rock and roll lover. And now I'm into country. Now I like country, too.
Country music, eh?
Yeah, right. But I'm not conservative like country people are.
Okay.
Okay. Now you don't want to talk to me anymore,
yep,
right?
See you later, Nancy. Bye. No, of course not. But no, I understand that. I'm glad you listen to this show. I'm pretty conservative. I'm pretty far conservative. But you still enjoy listening to this program?
Sure, I enjoy. You know, I don't always agree with you, but there are times when I definitely do.
Huh, all right.
You know, so...
we'll take it.
Yeah, and at least you're not like... you're civil about it. Like... Mr. The guy who's on in the daytime there, you won't find me ever listening to him.
Well, I'm not going to
name any names.
I'm not going to do
I won't say any bad words on the radio like his name.
All right. Well, thank you, Nancy. I do appreciate you calling in, giving some insights. Have a great night.
Okay. Good night.
I said insights. Is that insensitive? I didn't mean it that way. Sue calling in from Pacific. What's going on?
Hi, Ryan. Since I've been an empty nester, I've had 3 dogs.
Oh, okay. What kind of dogs?
Three were poodles, and one was a stray that had some poodle in her, and they were all wonderful dogs.
Did you have them or one at a time?
No, one at a time. Well, actually, I've got 2 now.
Okay.
But they were one at a time, basically. And
was there one that stood out that really connected with you above the others?
No.
No?
They all connected in a different way.
Really? What do you mean in a different way? Like, can you give me an example?
They're just a little different, like the one now I'm playing with him. He's a real player.
Yeah.
The first one was wonderfully trained and could go with me any place without being leashed. And she was just an absolute pleasure. She even went to work with me.
Uh-huh. Your work allowed that?
Huh?
Your work would allow you to bring an animal in with you?
Yeah, until they didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, until they didn't. Yeah, and then the second one was a stray.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get one for a while after the first one had to be put down.
Mm-hmm. It sounds
like... And
that's
another thing I believe when you don't let a dog suffer, you can put them down. It's very painless, and you go with them, and you stay right with them, and they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't really know any difference.
I am.
But the second one was, as I said, she never left. I didn't need a fence. I could leave her out. She knew she had a good home, and she stayed here no matter what.
Yeah, you're going to spoil that dog, and the dog knows what's a good thing to hold on to. No,
yep.
I get that. Well, Sue, you have 2 dogs right now.
Yep.
Maybe you just haven't reached or found that one spirit animal yet. Maybe you just have to find that one Maybe there is one that can connect.
I found three of them. I don't need to find another one.
Do you talk to them when no one's around?
Sure.
Okay. What kind of things do you say to them?
If I didn't, I wouldn't have anybody to talk to.
Do you ever talk to your radio at night when I'm doing the show here?
And I listen to the radio from the minute I get up to the minute I go to bed.
Oh, that's awesome. You ever talk? Do you find yourself talking to me through the radio?
I think about you a lot.
All right. Well,
but I'm very conservative, so we generally will agree on most everything.
Oh, that's nice. Well, hey, Sue, thank you for that. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'm not looking forward to the day that my dog can't take it anymore. There was a pretty big scare that happened with him end of last year, almost a year ago. Less than a year ago, but it was towards the end of last year. And I took him in for his regular visit. They gave him some shots, you know, for regular checkup. And he had a terrible reaction to those things. I didn't really connect two and two until after it happened. But I thought, this is the end. This isn't good. But, man, he found a way to come through it. And he's been pretty good since then. He's been a lot, softer. It's hard to explain. He's got a lot of little love handles. It's weird to say a dog has love handles, but I can tell things are a little bit different on him when he come up and I rub him. He doesn't want to play as hard as he used to, but he still will play every once in a while. He still loves his belly rubs and his head scratching. And the best move you can ever give to a dog, this is my trademark move. I'll do this to any dog that wants a little rubbing. You just pull out your middle knuckle. So like, let's say you make a fist and your middle finger, you don't pull your middle finger out. You're not flipping the bird to the dog. What you're doing is you're pushing your knuckle out on each side a little bit. Kind of like you'd see in the cartoons, like if the cartoon were going to fight each other and they made it look like they're sticking a knuckle out because they're going to get a little knuckle punch or whatever. But you stick the knuckle out and then you just go in and you just lightly grind the dog's base of the ears with the little knuckles like this. I tell you, I haven't met a dog yet that hasn't melted to that move and just wants it over and over and over again. I tried that on my wife. She did not like it. Not like it. So I wouldn't recommend it for the spouse, but for the dogs, ooh, yeah. Just get a little knuckle grinder in there. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that out loud about my wife. Definitely going to get in trouble for that. You know, there was a couple of things I wanted to get to. If there's any NFL fans that are listening, did you watch the preseason game tonight between the Packers and the Raiders? Well, they had the game up in Canada, and Twitter is absolutely going bonkers with how much of a terrible job our Canadian host up there decided to treat the NFL. Like, there were so many screw-ups. The field was a mess. The teams didn't even play their starters. They refused to. It was such a fiasco. So if you watched the game tonight, I'm curious what it was like for you watching it. What did the commentator say? Was it fun to watch? Because let me tell you this, it wasn't regulation. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. All right, do you watch the Packers-Raiders game tonight? I did not because I don't watch football, but I was interested to see everyone complaining about it online. If you actually watch the game, I want to know how they address this to the fans. Here's the number, 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It sounds like high school games in this area are better organized than what they put together in Winnipeg tonight. As the NFL traveled north of the border to our friends in Canada, they said, at least as I was reading some of the local media, they spent $1 million to prepare their CFL field for the Packers and Raiders, and it still was junky. Junky. Now, I have some friends that live in Winnipeg, and I was reading one of his comments about this, and he said, this stadium's just a couple of years old. It's not like an old stadium. The turf shouldn't be beat up like it is. So here's what happened. Packers-Raiders were forced to play a preseason game today on an 80-yard field. Again, I feel like maintenance here at the high school level is more professional than what happened in the NFL today. This is the NFL. $1 million and the best they can do is an 80-yard field. What were they thinking? All right. So it was the Packers-Raiders matchup in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And they had different concerns over different problems that they had because the way that they run the CFL leagues is that where they place the field goal uprights are different than where the NFL places them. So then they said, okay, we'll adjust for the NFL. So they tried to move the uprights to adjust. Well, what ended up happening was there was these giant holes that they couldn't properly fill in the field. So they tried to fill them and they tried to patch them, but the teams are like, no, this is like quicksand. It's like a little, this hole is not worth us risking tearing an ACL for one of our star players for a stupid preseason game. So the both teams said, you know what, if you can't rectify this, we're not going to play, and we're not going to play our starters, certainly. Not going to happen. So after $1 million, that's the best they can do. So they go out there and like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to move it over here? Are we going to move it over there? So they said, okay, we can't get around the giant hole that we just put into the field. Again, let me mention this again. $1 million to prepare this field, and they still couldn't do it right. So then they moved things around a little bit, and they frantically tried to get this and that. And the teams are like, no, you still got a hole in the field. We're not putting our starters out there. So the Packers end up sitting 33 players due to poor field conditions in Canada. Raiders as well ended up sitting their starters. The situation resulted in both sides agreeing to turn to an 80-yard field. They moved the pylons further. You know what they also did? They decided not to do any kickoffs because, you know, when you have an 80-yard field, you're basically, you might be able to kick a field goal, you know, from where they would kick off on the 20-yard line, right? So they said, no, we're not doing that. We'll just place the ball on the 10-yard line, and we'll just use that as a way to try to make up for the problems that they had. Green Bay's preseason schedule ends next week, and they're going to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of their starters will probably not play that one, too. So this is a major issue with the NFL. Major issue with the NFL. Who wants to spend full-price tickets to go see developmental players that'll get cut from the roster to begin with? This is a huge frustration. I don't know if they still do it this way. I think they do. NFL preseason, what happens? Well, if you are a season ticket holder, they force you to buy the preseason tickets. So you got to buy two home games at full price. You got to buy two tickets at full price for a game that doesn't matter, and you're not going to see the star players, and you're probably not going to enjoy it unless you're a heavy drinker and you just like to be in the atmosphere of it. It's not going to be competitive football. So then I go back to Winnipeg. They have a venue. It seats 30,000. It wasn't even close to selling out. They were showing some photos of the game, and I was kind of watching online. And they were, I don't know, I want to say half capacity. So if they sold 15,000 tickets, I'd be surprised. Why? You know how much it costs to go watch two teams that you don't have a vested interest in? So you're in Winnipeg, Manitoba. You don't, it's not a home team. It's not like it's someone that's even geographically close to you. So if you were to look at Winnipeg, it's almost straight north here. We're in the same time zone as Winnipeg here in St. Louis. So if you were to go north, think about, you could have Minnesota. Vikings may have been a better fit. Green Bay is pretty far away, you know? So they bring in Green Bay and Oakland. Yeah, because, you know, everyone in Winnipeg, Manitoba, they love Oakland Raiders. Oh, that's Raider country up there. Yeah, right. So they, you have to pay, get this, the cheap tickets behind the end zones, $100 each plus fees. And if you want seats like on the 50-yard line, something that looks nice, something that's, you know, down in the lower bowl, $440 each. Who's going to throw money away? I mean, if you're on some sort of a budget and you're the casual football fan, who in their right mind's going to spend $440? Okay, maybe you want to take a friend, take a spouse, make it a date night, whatever it is. So now you're looking at, what, over $900 after fees? $900 to go watch a preseason game where the field can't even get it up to par, and where the starters that you would want to see play aren't even on the field. You're kidding me with this, right? You got to be kidding me with this. How did the NFL address this? They did come up with a statement, but I want to know if you actually watched this preseason game. What did they say? What did they do? Because Twitter is just on them tonight, and good for Twitter, because they're not giving up on just how poor of a situation this is altogether. Hazardous field conditions for the NFL. Here's one from the New York Post, and they posted the statement from the NFL. Tonight's game is being played on a reconfigured field. Well, isn't that a nice choice of words? The field met the mandatory practices for the maintenance of surfaces for NFL games based on an inspection yesterday. Concerns arose today surrounding the area where the Blue Bombers goalposts were previously located. The 10-yard line will function as the goal line at this game in lieu of kickoffs. The ball will be placed on the 15-yard line. Well, I guess the 15. Someone on Twitter said they started the ball at the 10-yard line. I wonder if they changed that during game time. It's just pretty sad, altogether pretty sad. It's a good thing I don't watch the NFL. If this was my team, and I'd be pretty excited to see them perform, and I really want to get a feel for them. Like, let's say this is even preseason hockey. If you're watching NHL, that's exciting. Even the preseason hockey is exciting. There's nothing exciting about this. Nothing excited about this. All right, coming up, I had a couple of other stories I wanted to get to, including some space news. Ooh, you like space news? And a couple of, maybe I'll do that next hour. I'll save the space stuff for after 1 o'clock. There was also a couple of different car stories out there. VW has an ad that was banned in the UK. It's pretty ridiculous. Why? Mercedes apparently is spying on you. So if you drive a Mercedes, you'll be happy to know there's a spy device on your car. And Metro Management, more disputes going back and forth between Metrolink and the public, drowsy drivers. If you've ever been on a Metrolink, have you noticed that the person may be a little drowsy? Well, they may be working them an insane amount of hours. We're going to talk about that next. Kevin Kling did a great piece on it. You can find it at KMOX.com. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Oh, I feel excited because... Well, not to brag, but Thursday night is kind of like my Friday night. It's my weekend, so I get a couple of nights off. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do yet this weekend. I know I want to spend some time with my son tomorrow, and then we're going to a birthday party. Our neighbors' kids are celebrating their party together. They're close, similar birthdays, so we're going to go and celebrate that, which is actually pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. I like my neighbors. I'm very lucky. Pretty much every direction, to the left, to the right, across the street, we got good neighbors. So I'm very fortunate. We look out for each other. That's a sign of a good neighborhood. I was looking online, and there's a couple of different stories. I don't know if you saw this, but Mercedes has been spying on their drivers, or at least have the capability of spying on their drivers. Come on now. You think about buying a Mercedes. Last time I checked, that was still a high-class vehicle. So Mercedes has sparked privacy complaints by admitting it spies on drivers with tracking devices installed in its cars. How would you like to know? You go out there and buy a Mercedes, and it comes preloaded with a tracking device. Let's go to Mercedes's website. I want to see how much some of these cars. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right, let's go to all vehicles. I'm just trying to get in a ballpark. Okay, so some of the sedans could go for $32,000 all the way up to $170,000 for Mercedes Maybach. And when it comes to privacy issues, this is a big no-no. I mean, how would you like to get a car and have a tracking device on it, knowing that they could use this as a location sensor to deactivate your car if you go behind on a payment? Says Mercedes will not say how long they've used the sensors. They insist that it's only activated in, quote, extreme circumstances. So you could be pretty liberal in the way that you use that term, extreme circumstances. Is extreme circumstances like the water service to your house? They'll mostly have to keep it on, but, you know, eventually they'll shut it off. Is that an extreme, like you're that far behind? Is it like the internet or your cell phone where you miss a payment and it's gone, shut off? Is it like, you know, you're behind on your credit card and it denies a service? I mean, like, how extreme are we talking? Do they just do it to do it? It says drivers who buy Mercedes through a finance plan give their permission to be tracked, and they hide that in the terms and conditions. You know what really is a sad thing? Whenever I have to sign something, I'm the guy that says, okay, I'm going to read this real quick. And you know what happens to the person behind the counter? They get annoyed. They go, oh, all right. They're annoyed that I'm reading a legal document that I'm signing my name to. My wife's just used to it by now. She knows I'm just one of those people. So before she was like a little embarrassed, like, you're holding up the line. Come on, we got to, you're holding them up or what? No, not anymore. She's just used to it. And I've really coached her pretty well when it comes to trying to preserve our privacies. It's not an easy thing to do anymore. You don't voluntarily give up this stuff. How would you like to go through the whole process? You agree on a price. You go through the test drives. You finally go to show up to pick this thing up, and you're finally signing the documents, and you get to the final step, and you're like, oh, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this GPS thing. You're not putting this location sensor onto my car. And they say, oh, well, I guess you can't do it. How disappointed would you be? I mean, I think at that point, they're just trying to hope that you're so far down the line that you're just going to have to agree to it because you're thinking, what am I going to do now? What I've already traded everything in. I've done this. I've done that. What am I going to do now? Legal experts are raising concerns. Civil law lawyers said it appears that this appears to be another worrying development in the way companies handle what should be private personal data. It says our organization handles personal data, need to be completely upfront about what they're doing. The Mercedes appears not to have been so. In the cases concerning its customers, customers may start to worry about what other personal information the company may be gathering. Ooh, yikes. Okay, so be careful. Read the fine print. You know those things. And if you're over in the UK, you want to know how ridiculous it's getting over in some of these other countries. Like in the UK, for example, there's a VW commercial, Volkswagen commercial, that there's an agency called the Advertising Standards Authority said, you can't air this commercial because it is portraying harmful gender stereotypes. Like, let me play some of this commercial for you. It's a general commercial here. In the 30-second TV spot, this is Fox Business did an article on this, but BBC4 actually did a good job calling them out on this nonsense. And what it shows is that, you know, there's a guy that zips up a tent, and it shows two male astronauts, and then it shows a woman on a park bench next to a baby. So they say, wait, why are the guys astronauts? And the woman's the stay-at-home. Why is it like that? And that's the concern. And so much so that this agency got together, and they said, you can't air this 30-second car spot because of gender stereotyping. Here's BBC4. They actually had someone on to talk about this. And good for them to question the motives.
The research that we carried out showed that there are real-world harms that come from gender stereotypes. And obviously, advertising only plays a small part in that. Gender stereotypes are pervasive throughout society.
And some of them obviously can be and are harmful to people, to women, more than men probably. But how does this sort of advertising harm people? That's what it's puzzling many, I think.
Well, as I say, we carried out research for over a year.
Looking at I am so glad you carried out bogus research. That really helps. Okay, continue.
Did academic research and carrying out focus groups, and that showed that there were real-world harms that can flow
but
from.
But what do you mean by harm? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, the types of harms we might be talking about are, for example, affecting people's aspirations. You know, it might affect the career choices that.
Oh, okay. So the harm of this commercial is you may hurt someone's aspirations because they'll watch a 30-second car commercial. And they'll see, oh, wait, the astronauts are, they're just so happened they cast two men for the astronauts. And it just so happened they cast a woman mother next to a baby carriage. And that's the way that the car was portrayed in this 30-second commercial. My goodness, are we talking about the generation of kids that are out there, that they'll be influenced, they'll make life decisions based on a 30-second commercial they'll probably never see in their life. Oh, my goodness.
Girls really? Make or boys make?
You mean if a girl sees a mother sitting, this picture, rather charming picture, of a mother sitting in a park with a baby in the pram, she might think, well, I don't want to be an astronaut. I want to be just a caregiver. I mean, and I put the word just in inverted commas because there is nothing wrong in being a caregiver, is there?
Oh, he's doing the oh, snap moment. Oh, snap. What's wrong with being a mom, he's saying. What's wrong with being a mom? Did your research answer that one?
No, I'd absolutely agree with that. And that's certainly not what we say.
It is what you're saying. So they come out to there in the Advertising Standards Authority. You're not allowed to be a mom if there's astronauts there as well. You have to be the astronaut.
But that's ruling. The implication, isn't it?
Well, if you read the assessment of that particular ad, it was an ad for Volkswagen, and it featured a series of scenes that showed predominantly men in very adventurous scenarios as scientists, being very brave, all the kind of stereotypes you would traditionally associate with men.
I would be careful, because in the UK, you maybe start opening up a whole different thing, because you could be saying gender stereotypes through. How dare you even try to assign a gender to the actors that are involved in that advertisement? I'll tell you, the Advertising Standards Authority, there needs to be a Advertising Standards Authority, to look over the Advertising Standards Authority for all of the stereotyping that they're giving to these other people. This is so ridiculously stupid. So how is it crazy that there's a company that wants to spend money on an ad campaign? It's not obscene by any means. And then they go out there and say, no, you can't air it because there's astronauts. And then there's a lady with a baby carriage. This is so stupid. All right. One more hour of Overnight America. I'm feeling all right. I would feel even better if you were to call. I would feel even better if you give me something to laugh about. Let's have some fun next hour, please. 436-7900 is the number. Or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America. We'll talk to you soon on KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.